Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning and welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. I'm Pastor Jeremy Lucky. Special welcome to those that are gathered here in the sanctuary today, as well as those choosing to worship with us online as well. We're thankful for you being here. Let's start out with this phrase. This is the day the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
I had to repeat that like five times this morning. You know, it's on those days where like daylight saving, where you got to move that clock forward. I just got to keep saying that until it becomes true. This is the most challenging day for me, in church life, moving that clock forward, getting up on time, making sure that church happens on time. I don't know if you're like me, but I'm waking up at 2 o'clock to make sure, is it two or is it one? Is it three? Is it two? Is it four? No. And so I usually end up just coming extra early just to make sure. But it's good that we're here. There's even better news than that we're here. It's that Jesus is here. Jesus promises wherever two or three are gathered in my name, I am there in their midst. And so Jesus is with us today. And we're going to take a look at the moment where Jesus connected in a very, really special way with a woman at Jacob's well in John chapter 4. He didn't have to connect with her. There were a lot of barriers to connecting with her that I'll explain. But Jesus did. He was present, and he loved her and invited her into the kingdom of God in that moment. And he's here today, and he's inviting you to come closer to his love and his presence. And our prayer here at Peace Lutheran is that you're uplifted by what you have to hear from Jesus today. Some announcements to share before we begin. The first is that we're continuing our journey through Lent with our midweek Lent worship opportunities. This Wednesday, we're gathering at 5 o'clock for soup supper. Thank you to everyone that's attended. Thank you to those who have brought soup or dessert, whatever it may be. It's been great so far. After that time, then we're going to come into the sanctuary for our midweek Lent worship opportunity, which is going to be based on Holden Evening Prayer. And so just a beautiful sung worship service that we can gather together and journey through the season of Lent. One other item to share with you today is that we are going to be collecting our mite boxes. And Karen, I'm sorry to put you on the spot, but I'm wondering if you can grab that box. I know you're all good for it. After the creed, I'll come forward with the box, and as you feel led, come forward and share your mites. The monies that are collected for the mites go to missions for the LWML. And then one other note about our worship service, just before we begin, there is a kind of a different song that we're going to sing. I'm going to actually be singing the verses for this, and the refrain is something that our choir has practiced, but the congregation is encouraged to sing. And all you got to do is just, not all, but what you're asked to do is just sing Healer of Our Every Ill. This is on page 7 of your bulletin, and the congregation and the choir will repeat that refrain as I will sing those verses with Colleen. I think that does it for my announcements here today. Do mark it on your calendar. We have a cleaning day at Peace, both inside and outside. It's on Saturday, March 25th. The Boy Scouts in Philomath are helping us out, but we do need some extra hands, too, to accomplish that really important task, to get the church as cleaned up as possible for Holy Week, as there are a lot of people that come on the campus on our property for those special services.